Hi, I'm Emma, and you're listening to the Consciously Connected podcast, a space where I chat to creators and quite often to myself around forming a connection within to connect to our outer worlds more clearly. I myself am a yoga teacher, an Ayurvedic practitioner, and a womb science facilitator. Combine this with 5 years in marketing, and you have me trying to draw both of my worlds together to help creators create consciously. If this is something that you're interested in learning more about, you can find me over at consciouscreativeco_ on Instagram. For now, let's get on with the show. Hi, and welcome back to another episode. I am so excited to be diving into this topic finally, because it is something that I studied 8 years ago now, I want to say, and I've actually written 10,000 words on this topic. So I'm going to really try and keep this podcast condensed, not go too deep into the psychological principles, and just letting you know that there will be so much more on this coming. This is just kind of a bit of an overview. And essentially, the reason I wanted to record a podcast on this is because I've been having lots of discussions with my clients recently about online identities. And this is a huge, huge topic, as I said. So what I'm specifically looking at it through the lens of is your online identity matching up to your in real life identity, and then also your business identity. And now I know there are lots of different opinions in this space, which to be honest is probably why I haven't yet spoken much about it. And a lot of people say things like, just create from the heart whenever you want and everything will work for you in business. And there seems to be these huge blurred lines around creating as you, the individual, and you as a business. Now, I personally, and again, this is just my opinion, take what lands for you, and I really invite you to sit with actually what does feel right for you, is that having your business identity solely as your identity can be really, really sticky if you are in a space of needing consistent income, wanting to be able to set strong boundaries in your business between you and clients, and really want some consistent, I don't like using the word professionalism because I think a lot of us have resistance to that, but for me it's actually really important. And the reason I say this is because if I look at myself as an individual, I'm really not very consistent, just as a human. I'm pretty emotional. I'm very sensitive to what other people think. I'm like a highly sensitive person. And I probably would just spend most of my time letting myself off the hook. And you probably would have heard me speak before about my Saturn return, which is happening now, which is really teaching me the art of discipline. But going back to that piece of advice that I see a lot around just sharing from the heart whenever you feel called to and just letting that be your marketing. I think for so many of us, that doesn't work because we do have this self-doubt and we are inconsistent beings. That's not a bad thing, right? Inconsistent shouldn't be negative. It's a beautiful thing that we have these cyclic ways of being. But at the same time, if you're operating as a business, you do need to ensure a certain, I guess image is the right word. I was resistant to saying that, but a certain image is in place. And I can already feel myself feeling resistant to that. And that is essentially what this entire episode is about. So what I studied was online identities, particularly in the space of influence. So how we have influence on each other through the identities that we form online. And I'm going to share some things that my clients have found really interesting, and I hope you find them interesting too. I know it fascinates me. But essentially, a word that we see a lot on social media is authenticity. Showing up authentically. And I'm just going to shit on that idea right now. Because no one in an online space is consistently showing up in their truest identity. And if you hear that and feel resistance, I get it. But hear me out on this. So basically, a lot of research shows that the identities we create online are essentially the parts of our identity that we struggle with in real life world. So the ways that maybe you don't feel validated, maybe the things you feel a little insecure about, perhaps the ways that you feel that you're not quite accepted or you're not able to fully validate for yourself. What happens is we go onto this online space and it's kind of this opportunity to fill those gaps. Now, if you are somebody who has been traveling or you've been away and you've ever been somewhere new where no one really knows you, you kind of see evidence of this where you're like, how can I be seen here, right? Because these people don't know me. They don't have all of these conceptions about me and they don't know past me and other versions. I know a lot of people feel like this when they go to university. It's like this, like, oh, I can start again. I can be who I want to be. I definitely felt like it then. I felt like it when I went traveling. Dating is often a really big example of this, of like adapting, being like, how do I want to show up in this space? And so when I speak about this, I am not saying this is a negative thing at all. And this is kind of my gripe with what a lot of is posted on social media, because it is a very human thing. I often think that when I hear people say, oh, just don't care what other people think about you. Well, if we actually look at the biology, we're humans primed for connection and we're tribe-based beings. So like we have this primal instinct to be accepted by the pack. And that's a very instinctive response, because if you're not accepted by the pack, then you're in danger. And so it's not just a case of like, oh, just don't care. Oh, sorry, I got so enthusiastic, I hit a plant. It's not just a case of like, don't care what other people think, because we have to accept that it's in our biology too. And this is kind of that same lens with the creating identities online. It's not that you're fake. It's not that you're inauthentic. It's not that it's forced. It is that we are primed for acceptance. And I speak about influence a lot, and I say about how having a big following is something that has never appealed to me, ever, ever. And yes, I've had to do some inner work around that, like the fear of being seen, etc., etc. But at the same time, there is almost, like I said, this instinct of we are supposed to exist in small tribes. Like that is how humans have always been. It's only with this digital age where we have everybody in the world at our fingertips that we've really come away from that. And a lot of research shows that the reason so many of us feel anxious in an online space is because our minds haven't adapted to these new surroundings yet. Like our brains haven't evolved enough to understand that if somebody comments something mean on one of our posts, we're not in physical danger. And it's fascinating when you look at the research. Again, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent because I find it so interesting. But essentially what I'm saying here is that people are forming online identities to be seen in the way that they want to be seen. And that's because we can, right? And even when we show up really authentically, maybe we do crying pictures of us, or maybe we do pictures of us struggling, or we share something really vulnerable and really honest, it is still constructed into a grid, into a caption, into a story, into a way that maybe we don't mind being seen, even though we are being vulnerable and honest. There's still an element of construction there. Again, this is not negative. We do this in real life as well. Like you'll maybe feel like around certain people, perhaps you put on a mask. Like how you show up at work is not the same as how you show up with your friends, and how you show up with your friends is not the same as how you show up with your family. This is very much part of the human process. Where the business lens ties into this is how I will show up to people I know on social media is very different to how I'll show up in a business sense. close friends, the feature on Instagram, is a really, really good example of this. There's some stories you only want close friends and people who know you to see. That's why that feature was created. So for me, I have a personal account and I have a business account, and I always get asked this question of, should I have both? And my response is, it's entirely up to you. But how I show up on those two pages is very, very different. And I might post some of the same things, but generally, what I post on my personal is literally just what I'm doing, what I'm up to, who I'm with, you know, like little snippets of my life. How I post on my business page is me as a business person, right? It's an entirely different identity. And yes, the two merge for sure. If you follow me, you know I show up very vulnerably, very honestly. I share personal things about my life. But there is a very clear distinction in my mind of how I show up between the two. And the reason being is that the audiences are completely different. So what if I was posting everything I'm posting on my business page onto my personal page, guaranteed people wouldn't be interested. They wouldn't care, because that's not why they follow me on there. And also, I am posting through the lens of, I have things to offer and I'm inviting people to that. It's totally, totally different. And I have a lot of clients come to me who are very, very resistant to feeling like a business and ever feeling as though they are selling. And I personally think it's because our identities with our business identities are so merged, especially when we are doing this heart-led work where we are really selling our services is essentially selling ourselves. It feels like sometimes it's selling a part of our soul because we're so interconnected to our work. But for me, a really helpful distinction has been, I am a business. And this really came out for me when people crossed my boundaries. Because Emma as a friend would be like, hey, no stress, like don't even worry about it. Emma as a businesswoman was doing that as well, right? Anyone wanted to break a contract, I'm like, hey, no stress, no fine, don't even worry about it. Anyone who was late for calls or missed a call or cancelled last minute or changed their mind or, you know, did anything outside of my business boundary, I was treating these people like they were friends. And it caused problem after problem after problem. It made it impossible to actually run as a business. And I'm going to share a really vulnerable, real example here of how that played out. It actually almost prevented me being able to get a mortgage, because payments were cancelled, the consistency wasn't there. Like, it was very leaky energy. And it was because I was operating as a person as though everyone is my friend. But I'm a businesswoman. Right? They're two different things. I need to operate as a business. And what I say to my clients is, people are paying for a service from you. So you as an individual may feel, like I say, really cyclic, really inconsistent, and you can totally honor that within your business. You can absolutely. But at the same time, if you are somebody that offers coaching, for example, and it is weekly calls with you, but the way that you show up in all of your marketing is super inconsistent, really flaky, really not clear. Like, you say you're gonna put out something and then you don't. What you are doing is you're mirroring your offering. And that energy is what I'm picking up from you. Your identity that you're creating for your business, that's the energy I'm feeling. So I'm gonna look at you as a coach and think, can this person hold me? As an individual, as a friend, yeah, of course you could probably hold space for me. But that's not what we're doing here, right? I'm going to pay for your services. This is more of a transaction. So it's entirely different. And so when we think about our identities as an individual, what we want to be doing is really making sure that our identity does come through. And the important thing to note here is, as I said before, our identities on an online space are constructed. And what that essentially means is they're on rockier grounds. Because when you are truly, truly being yourself, you can have people rock you but be like, yeah, but I know this is me. right, this is just what I believe. You know, if someone doesn't like that, like, this is who I am. But when you've constructed an identity and someone doesn't like it, because it's not you, it doesn't run through you, it isn't completely true, it's not a full embodiment, we can be really susceptible to, oh God, should I change my opinion on that? Because, you know, it was constructed anyway. And so what we're really looking to do here is connect to our identity, right? Connect really strongly to, how can I make sure before I post, I'm already validated within myself? I've already taken time to give myself the validation that I crave. How can I really see myself here? If I'm someone who is really craving the likes, the engagement, the shares, the views, all of those things, where am I not fully seeing, liking, and engaging with myself? That's a really powerful question to ask in that space. And the same goes for the validation piece. Where am I not validating myself? If I am so rooted in constructing this identity online to be this desired image, let me look at myself in real life for a minute and see where I am looking for this online identity to fill the voids of the spaces that I'm not fulfilling within myself. Really powerful. And then within a business, actually, am I okay to let myself come through this, but also to have a slightly more constructed identity? And that this isn't a bad thing, right? We have this such negative connotation with it. But can I ensure that instead of trying to constantly mirror me as an individual, I'm mirroring the offering I give? And like I say, they may be very, very closely linked. But what is the energy of the space that you hold? What do you want people to associate with these spaces? How do you want people to feel in that space? What reassurance do people need? Right, because I've got inconsistent friends and I love them just the same. But if I paid £1,000 to work with a coach and she was super inconsistent, it's not the same thing. So really, really seeing the differences between our online identities being like, okay, what's really true for me? How can I share a piece of my soul here? How can I really make myself vulnerable and seen in this space through the lens of, I've already validated myself, I've already seen myself, I've already given myself the space? And then within business, what do I want this business side of me to represent? How do I want to share my work, share my art? What is it important for me to embody so that I am running a business that not only serves people, but serves myself? And again, like I said, I'm going to dive into this so much more because it's such an interesting topic. But I would love to know how this has felt for you, how it's landed for you. If anything's maybe triggered you, if anything has sparked some ideas or some realizations. This is very new discussion. And like I said, there's no right or wrong. But I'd love to know what's come up for you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you would like to come and connect with some fellow conscious creators, you can find me at consciouscreatorco_. And if you would like to work with me on a one-to-one or a group capacity to help you find that conscious creation that I know is sitting within you, then you can book a free 15-minute call with me in the link in the show notes. I hope you have a consciously connected day.